reasons why the stock market had such a strong year. I'm David Brancaccio. The S&P 500 stock index, a popular way for people to invest, set it and forget it style, went up nearly 27% in 2021, handily beating the Dow last year, which was up 19%. The NASDAQ went up 21%. To start not only this week, but also this new year, let's consult Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Morning, Julia.
Good morning.
You know, I was just reviewing the stock market indicators for the year just ended. Many people like to have an S&P 500 index fund in there, and that looks like the genius move. I mean, some of this is that the economy was coming back.
Oh, coming back is an understatement. We had quite the year in 2021. We have GDP running above 5% growth. We have more than 6 million jobs created just through November, with a solid report expected for December this Friday. So the economy, in terms of the data we track, is firing on all cylinders.
But a lot of people are talking about something else, which is because of supply chain bottlenecks and a whole lot else, prices are going up, inflation.
That's right. That's right. So that was the other thing that was firing on all cylinders in 2021. And we just don't know what will come in 2022. There's every reason to expect that some of these supply chain bottlenecks will ease and things will get better. But that's a forecast. And we've seen lots of forecasts be wrong.
Julia Coronado, economist and founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Trading was suspended in Hong Kong today for shares of the massive and massively indebted Chinese property developer called Evergrande. The stock exchange did not give a reason, only that it was pending some announcement, and it comes as investors continue to await more details of the company's restructuring. It's not clear how far the ripples or the waves would go if Evergrande were to fall apart. My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is here with more from London. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, David.
What are you hearing on this?
Well, the only thing we've heard so far from the company today is that its shares were suspended from trading pending, quote, inside information. But that's all we know at this point. Now, remember, this is a company that's been really struggling under the weight of its $300 billion debt pile. And what's really brought its financial reality to light was a crackdown from Beijing last year on how much Chinese property developers could borrow. Many say the government knew that those new limits would cause problems for Evergrande and other heavily indebted real estate companies, but some also believe that the government has a hand in winding it down so that it doesn't cause a Lehman Brothers moment for China or indeed spread to the rest of the world.
Now, Lehman Brothers from 2008. Now, it doesn't help when a company misses payments on debt owed.
No, and in fact, it's reported that Evergrande has missed $255 million in new coupon payments, which were due last Tuesday. It's worth noting, though, that there is a 30-day grace period on that deadline. And that's not the only problem, though, for Evergrande. On Friday, it said it was scaling back plans to repay its wealth management investors. And that sort of highlights the cash problems that the company has increasingly come under. And also, over the weekend, local media reported that city government in the resort island of Hainan told Evergrande it had to demolish 39 residential buildings within 10 days because it said they were illegally constructed.
Marketplace's Victoria Craig, also BBC in London. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, President Biden has signed the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act into law. It's $770 billion for defense spending. That's a major increase from last year's authorization and $25 billion more than the president originally asked for. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The spending law authorizes money for new weapon systems. It gives service members a pay increase, and it expands paid family leave for primary and secondary caregivers in the military to 12 weeks. It's also the first time Congress will get to figure out how to spend all the money freed up now that the U.S. has withdrawn from Afghanistan. That'll be sorted out during budget negotiations. But overall, defense spending experts I talked to said this is considered must-pass legislation, partly because Congress doesn't want to look soft on defense, and because military spending is tied to jobs throughout the country. And when you consider how difficult it's been to get social spending legislation through Congress recently, this defense bill passed relatively smoothly. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
When we're reminded of the shortage of healthcare workers these days, we think of emergency rooms and intensive care, but it's an ongoing struggle finding people to help with in-home care for people with chronic conditions, including healthcare people who live in. Medicaid can help depending on the state and the situation. Ali Pham of New Hampshire Public Radio reports on how one woman got the training she needed to care for her son.
Jessica Aviles is about to perform a mock examination of a patient. She takes a deep breath and gets into character.
Come in.
Hey, Liz, it's Jessica, your LNA. How are you today?
Great.
Aviles is training to be a licensed nursing assistant, or LNA. She's preparing for her final test, but unlike her classmates, she won't be working in a nursing home or other facility. She's trying to get hired by a home care agency to help her 7-year-old son, Gabe. Gabe has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The condition means all his muscles will eventually break down, even his lungs and his heart. Often, people with the disease don't live past their 20s. Aviles trained at LNA Health Careers. Brenda Rees, who works for the program, says she wishes more people knew that this was an option.
They could, you know, bring in an extra income and they could still stay at home and care for their loved one.
Now that she's graduated, Aviles is earning $13 an hour and putting in around 50 hours a week to care for her son.
You know, being able to meet more of his needs on a more professional level, I feel like it's going to make me a better mom to him.
Medicaid payment for family caregivers varies greatly from state to state, and parents don't always qualify. Kitty Purington is with the National Academy for State Health Policy.
The devil can really be in the details because states have so many different ways of approaching this.
For Aviles, the training she receives now will also help her as her son's Duchenne's disease worsens.
Once he's older and he can't use his hands, he might want somebody to shave his face, you know. Then I'll be able to go, I was trained for this. I know how to do this.
With COVID-19, some states have provided more flexibility through Medicaid to pay family caregivers. But whether they will continue to offer that option remains to be seen. In Manchester, New Hampshire, I'm Ali Pham for Marketplace.
And on a typical year, perhaps 170,000 people go to the Consumer Electronics Show this first week of January. But now the Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting no one knows how many will come this time around, with many big tech companies switching their participation to remote given COVID. Organizers of this huge trade show are cutting a day off the end of the show. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, We all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.